Hi everybody, this is Della with The Beauty of Play, and today we're going to do a little bit of a quarterly check-in for the year. That I've done differently this year that I haven't done in the past formally is to do a monthly reflection. So these are included in the planning pages that should be in your downloads area, but I'll put them at the bottom of this blog post as well. There's a monthly reflection worksheet and there's an annual reflection worksheet, and I have been doing the monthly reflections. We're not too far into the homeschool year. We started, I think, late August, and I did August and September together and then October together, and I'm going to read from those, but just in general for this homeschooling year. The start was a little bit rocky. As many of you know, we had 3 hurricanes in a matter of 6 weeks. One was before we started school, but 2 were while we were in school. We had to prep for all 3 of them to some extent. The last one, not so much. And one of them, we had to evacuate because it was headed straight towards us and turned at the last minute, headed east of us, and devastated that area. That was Hurricane Helene, which also devastated eastern Tennessee and western North Carolina, where I am from. So I got it at both ends here. Gratefully, our home is fine and our family is completely fine. And there were a few trees down, but no structural damage to the house or any of our other existing structures, and all the animals are okay. The same for all my family members in East Tennessee and North Carolina. All of their homes are fine. The family is fine. They went without power for a little bit. Almost everybody had trees down, but everybody was okay. In addition to that, for the first time ever, our family as a whole got COVID. My husband and I managed not to get it, but both children did. And my daughter recovered pretty quickly. She was ready to go back to school in about a week. And the recovery for my son was a little bit more rocky. He went back to school and that did not go well, and so I told him to stay home from classes. Gratefully, all of his professors were very understanding and also encouraged him to stay home. I am happy to report that overall, I feel like our homeschooling still went really well, even with all those interruptions. The adjustment, the sprinkling in and building up to our full schedule worked really well. You know, I talk about keeping a rhythm and how important a rhythm is in homeschooling, that habit forming that Charlotte Mason talks about. I feel like this falls into that. And I know you guys hear me say over and over again, like, establish a healthy rhythm, base it on your natural rhythms. I feel like that is the thing that has really saved us in this, is that we have an established homeschooling rhythm. And even with all these interruptions, it allows us to come back and start again as if we're just going along the same path, not having the hiccups of having to work back in or flounder or find our schedule again. We just jump back in where we left off and continue on our way. So I'm going to start out by reading our monthly reflections that I've done. August was very short, so I grouped that in with September, and we only have a couple months. I have that September, August one, and then the one from October. And I have my notebook in front of me. So if you hear the rustling of papers, that's what that is. I also had the windows open, and it's a slightly windy day, so you may hear some of that as well. So the highlight of the month was our beautiful geometry block. That's what we started our homeschooling with, and it geometry, as you all know, Waldorf geometry, I'm absolutely in love with it. It is a wonderful program. Visually, it's just stunning, but in addition to that, it's very experiential and whole child oriented. I think it is the highlight of Waldorf education. And we had a beautiful seventh grade geometry block there. Our favorite book of the month was Aristotle Leaves the Way. So this year is the first year that I've done assigned reading. Not the first year, but like on a regular basis, I've done assigned reading. Everything else before this, we've read together in some kind of capacity, or it's been her choosing of her reading on her own. But this year, I've done quite a bit of assigned reading. And it's always a positive thing when your child comes back and says, I think that was rather interesting. So, and this was one of those books that has happened twice this year that I've been really excited about. What brought me or them joy? The geography block that we're doing has been really fun, and opening activities has worked really well for us this year, keeping it quick, light, and focusing on connection rather than education has been really good. What was challenging and who shined? Getting through the illnesses was pretty challenging, and I was impressed with how much maturity happens through break. Like, I don't feel like we give breaks enough credit. Breaks are so foundational to learning. What worked well? Our main lesson pages. I wanted to do more main lesson pages that go along. I want to shift more heavily on our writing aspect as she gets older. And so having a main lesson plan page, more of them, increases our writing. It also increases our art. And that was also something that I wanted to incorporate more fully, was more art. I know that sounds crazy with as much as we already school, but it was something that I was finding difficulty in getting art instruction in at a regular basis. And that has worked really well with opening activities, which I'll talk a little bit more. How did the rhythm feel? It worked really well. I was really happy with how quickly we were able to add in our daily work, like come to our full schedule. I was really happy with that. Three things you're grateful for. The connection. I feel like that's the strongest thing in homeschooling, and I'm always grateful for that. The flexibility and time. Oh my goodness, with everything that went on through this beginning of this year, I was really happy for the flexibility and the lifestyle that we have around homeschooling. Did our outside commitments bring joy and meaning to our family? Yes, I feel like we have hit a really good balance with outside activities outside of our regular homeschooling. We have eliminated, she was doing horseback riding lessons and she wanted to drop those for a little bit. And so we've dropped that, but she's still doing volunteer hours twice a week for 3 or 4 hours, once on Wednesday and once on Saturday. But that dropping of the horseback riding lessons for now has really opened up for us to spend more time with family, friends, and community. So I've really enjoyed that. And that was also true. I'm reading from the August, September. So that was also true back then. What do I sense my children need from the coming month? Working towards more autonomy and independence. And I'm always working towards that. But I can see that my daughter really wants to do more on her own. And so I'm working towards making that happen. What was each child's greatest achievement for the month? Again, I think it's the maturity level that happened over the summer. She's just ready to take on more work and do more, and I'm really excited about that. Grasping the geometric constructions, especially in sixth grade where they're first given the compass and the straight edge, some of those constructions are really challenging, and this year she really had a deeper understanding and could use them to build more complex constructions. So I was really happy with that. And what support do you need? How can you get it? And I think that's maybe we've joined into the fold of going back to our homeschool group, our local homeschool group, which we had taken a break from before. Our level of involvement is still much less, especially with her being a teen, but that has been a real positive for us. Okay, moving on to the monthly reflections for October. The highlight of the month, definitely Halloween for us. And I know not everybody celebrates that holiday. Can you really call it a holiday? It's more of like a U.S. custom, I think. And then my son's birthday is in October. We start our season of birthdays. So his birthday will be in October. Mine is November. My husband's is December. We skip January, and my daughter's is at the beginning of February. So that's always fun. And then I really enjoyed pumpkin carving this year. I didn't think it was going to happen. In previous years, we had always invited a group of people to do pumpkin carving with us. And that has kind of trailed off with COVID and having teens getting older and so forth. And this year, my son invited a very close family friend, one of his best friends. She came over and they were carving pumpkins. I still didn't think I was going to carve a pumpkin. And my daughter was not committed either. And then she was looking for picture ideas on Pinterest and came across mushroom picture. And I was like, okay, I'll do that pumpkin carving. So I carved that pumpkin. I'll leave a picture for that in the blog post. And then my daughter saw all of us sitting around and joined in with us. And it ended up being a really positive experience. I was really glad my son had taken the initiative, so we did the pumpkin carving all together, and that was a real highlight. What was our favorite book of the month? The Road to There, which was a book that I had chosen for our geography block. The book is a compilation of different stories of map makers or explorers and how they created maps, and it's just really written in a very interesting way. It's perfect level for middle school age. And it was one of those books, like Aristotle Leaves the Way, that she came back and said, this book is actually interesting. It's very much a Charlotte Mason-style living book. And I love those kind of books. So I'm really happy that she was engaged with that. Okay, what brought them or us joy? Watercoloring jack-o'-lanterns was so much fun, even though some of them turned out horrible. I loved hers. And then opening the geography letters. So this was the first year that I hosted the annual U.S. Geography Exchange, and that has been so much fun. It's definitely something that I will do again, but we waited just because we were so busy. It's a really busy season in the fall. And we had waited until November 1st, the day after Halloween, to open them. And it was the perfect timing. We all know what the day after Halloween is like. And I imagine this is like the families that gather and save all of their Valentines to open on Valentine's Day. I imagine a similar thing like that. We have never waited that long, but I also host a Valentine's exchange in the spring of the year that will happen in January. Will be the signups for the February exchange. And it is always so much fun. And the geography was also so much fun, and it was a perfect activity to do the day after Halloween. So what was the challenge and who shined? The challenge for me has been figuring out Khan Academy. I have been using Khan Academy as a workbook, as daily practice for math, and it has been a challenge for me to figure out how to do that because I'm not using it in the way that Khan intends, like, to teach math. It's been a little challenging for me to keep up with the assignment. So I'm still figuring that out. I do feel like I have a better system now. What worked well? Our opening activities are still working really well, which I'm really happy with because that hasn't always been true for us. And at the beginning of the year, I purchased a watercolor course that was segmented in a way that would give us like an opening activity of 10 or 15 minutes, 20 at the most for each of the watercolor lessons. And that has been working really well as well. It's teaching art techniques, but it's in very short segments, and I'm really enjoying that. What did we create with our hands? We did some watercolors, but we really haven't done any major projects. We're getting ready to do a topography project for geography that will be a lot of handworks, but we didn't really do a lot of handwork yet. We will drop that in when we start our history blocks because they're reading heavy. And what would you like to do more of? I've been using some very short math games in opening activities, and I would like to do more of that. I feel like it gives us a real sense of numbers when we do that, so I would like to continue with that. And how did we nourish our hearts and souls for the month? So the pumpkin carving that I told you with family friend was really nice, very soul nourishing, I think, for all of us. And then we've been doing some bike rides together, my daughter and myself, and I've really enjoyed that this month as well. Now I want to move on to what we're doing as a whole and how things are working as a whole for this whole quarter and where I want to move from there. So one of the things that has been working really well is opening activities, and I've been doing a variety of activities for opening activities. So we'll do some watercolor sometimes. Most days we've been doing watercolor. We've been using word teasers for vocabulary. We'll go through and see how many we remember of those that we've already done, and then we pick a new one for the day. These are really fun because it has the definition of the word in the front of the card, and then on the back of the card, it has a question having to do with the vocabulary word, and it's really made for some interesting discussions in one way or the other. Some of them we laugh at, some of them we are unhappy with the inherent prejudice of the question itself, and then also it provides deep insight. It's a great way for connection. I've really enjoyed the word teasers that we've been doing. They have all kinds of various levels, and I originally bought the middle school level, but the vocabulary words, most of them she knew. So I went back and purchased the SAT block, and that has worked really well for us. We've also been, during our geography block, doing our math matching game, where we study a map for 1 or 2 minutes, and then we label as much as we can remember. I have a video on Instagram on how we do that. That's worked really well. That's always really fun. And what we are comparing it to is how many that we remember the previous time. And so we're basically just competing against ourselves, which is a really good way to handle this, I think. And it encourages learning and it shows you how much you were remembering, which I really like. And it's very short, simple activity, which is using memory recall, which in my book is just fabulous. The other activity that we've been doing is a game, Flags of the World, and it's just for fun. I really don't care if there's any memorization, but the fun thing about this is that she has gone through and used the information from our study skills block of creating connections in our memory and made a list of notes for her so that she can remember the flags, and it has worked really well. I can see that we're not going to have all of our geography, well, I won't say memorized, but familiarized for the entire geographic continents by the end of our geography block. And so I plan on continuing that as an opening activity and maybe the Flags of the World as well. And then I want to mix in, we're doing a lot of opening activities, so I want to do some substitutions, not really adding to it, things from grammar and language arts, maybe even foreign language in there as well. On rhythm, we are doing really well, and I talked about how the rhythm really aided in continuing along our homeschooling path, even with all the interruptions at the beginning of the year. But I am seeing a little need for a shift here, where my daughter has come in a couple times and like, it's too long, I don't want to do opening activities, let's just do the work and get it done with. And when I have that kind of attitude come into the homeschooling, sometimes it's just a one-off and you continue on. Everybody's allowed to have bad days. Sometimes it's a signal that we need to shift in our seasonal rhythms. And I think for us, this is the signal, which is perfect because we have one more block or one more week of our geography block. And then we're going to move into our history blocks, which we generally do for the winter. And they work well for the winter because there's a heavy amount of reading and listening. I'm always looking for audiobooks in our history blocks because they are so heavy on the reading. And we also bring in handwork here. And so that shift is getting ready to happen and will be, I think, a positive shift when we move in our rhythm, because I can tell we're needing a shift in our rhythm for our winter months. Something else that is happening that I alluded to earlier is this need for autonomy. We're always working on a pathway from dependence to independence in homeschooling, but there are certain times where there are larger shifts, and through the middle school years is one of them. My daughter is asking for more and more independent work, and so I am working towards more autonomy on there. The key is to keep the quality of the work at the same time they were giving more autonomy, because particularly with her, the different children have different personalities and she tends to work really fast to get it done but not work on the quality, which is fine because you can work on that in the editing process. And the most important thing is getting on paper. But it's a balance between getting them to do the work independently and also getting the quality of work that you're looking for in general, the effort and the energy put into any project or work. Most of our independent work has been through the daily work and the assigned reading that I was talking about. We did do some of the reading as read aloud for our geography, and then the vast majority of stuff was independent reading. The book that we read together was Mapping a Changing World. And what I find is that when we read together, we have more depth in discussion and understanding than when we read separately. But what reading independently allows for is more discussion afterwards, like more use of the memory recall, because they are narrating, they're telling you what they read previously, which aids in memory recall. And then we've also been using her reading assignments for her narration work, which means that she has to go back into her reading and refresh her memory on what she's writing about. I'm going to shift here and talk about the goals for our year. In the last office hours I did for homeschooling, I think it was September 2024, you can see that replay in your workshop area, I talked about accountability and reflection. There are different ways to do that. There are the checklists for language arts and math for the year that you can download and check off, use those if you like. But it's also helpful sometimes to set goals, like after your monthly reflection or quarterly reflection or however often you do the reflection, you can look at that and establish goals for what you would like to see. And it helps to know where you're going in your work. So the goals for us, one of the bigger goals is that next year we will probably be doing algebra, like a full algebra for the year. And I want to get all the math concepts previous to that, the pre-algebra, under our belts and with a clear understanding before we endeavor on that. And that includes things like the percentage and decimals, all the new numbers, negative numbers, radical numbers, exponents, and how they work, and so forth. And I also want to work in an algebra block, which I wasn't really planning, but the more I look at it, the more I see that I need to work in a block for algebra for this year. A short introduction, something where we can introduce and put to bed and then bring back up the following year. I also want to work on number bases in a way that links to algebra and the quadratic formula. For language arts, I really want to work on refining the writing skills. We've been doing narration for years, first starting orally and then working into written and transitioning there. So the bases are there, but she found the essay writing really annoying last year, and I want to work on that aspect and a little bit of refinement. I'd like to see clear, more concise, more efficient writing, clear paragraphs, and then also essay, better essay work. So we will work on that, particularly with history. We write narrations for our main lesson books on a regular basis, so we're getting plenty of writing practice. And then we also sometimes do other additional writing exercises, either free writes or we use Oak Meadows' 100 Ways to Improve Your Writing. I can't remember if it's creative writing, but they have a workbook that we use for refinement of writing, but we just need to be working on that, I think, to get us where I want to go. We'll continue with grammar. I'm really happy with how that's working for the daily work, and originally I thought I would do a whole block for grammar, but I think I'm going to drop it because it's working really well to use Michael Clay Thompson for our daily work. And typing has taken the place of our handwriting and our copy work. And I'm really pleased with how that is going too. My goal was to have typing mastered within the year, But she was really excited about typing and went through the typing program. It was just typing.com, really easy typing program, within the first 6 weeks. And so we're already there, and I'm looking at other things for typing practice. And one of the things that I really like to use for copy work and handwriting are passages and texts, ideas from what we are currently studying. I feel like integrating all of those things, increasing core knowledge, it adds another layer of exposure to what we are learning and commits it to memory in that knowledge builds knowledge kind of way that aids us in reading comprehension. So our typing practice has been things from our books that we're reading or other information, and I'm using that extra layer in our grammar daily work. All that to say, much of the goal that I have for typing has already been accomplished, and so now we're going to use the typing practice as integrated into whatever block we're studying, the information that we're studying. So really what I want to work on as far as our goals for this year is a refinement of our writing skills. And I would like for us to continue on our foreign language skills as well. So that is really everything for us at this point in checking in for the school year. We will be adjusting our schedule and our rhythm for the coming season. And I just wanted to add a little note in here because I can remember the pressure and the intensity of the holiday seasons or the winter months in the year. And what we used to do, and I know this doesn't work for every aspect of your life or even every activity, but it can work for some, is that I would let the leaders of our activities know in November that we would be slowing down at the end of November and taking off for December and January completely. And so we would take a step back from all of our outside commitments and our outside activities and really focus more on family. And that would happen mid-November and last until the end of January. Now, a lot of our interactions were within the homeschooling community. One of them was a soccer group that we used to do when the children were younger. And their family did the same thing. So soccer just kind of ended mid-November, and then we picked it back up sometime mid-January or the beginning of February. So that was easy. There are other aspects that are not so easy or are requiring some level of commitment. But for a lot of things, you can step back and do different activities, and you're also allowed to schedule differently for the winter months. Think about what subjects work best for this time period, how you want to make those adjustments, dropping off some things or substituting them out for others. Just know that you have the ability to change your schedule and your rhythm to fit the seasons of your life, seasons of life in general on the bigger spectrum, and also seasons of life even within a given year, because there definitely are ebbs and flow and a rhythm to a year that's important to listen to when we make our schedule. So that is all for today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that it has been helpful in some way to listen to our reflection and maybe helps you to enhance your reflection for your months and assessment of goals. And if you have any questions, as always, leave them down below on the post, or you can contact me in the membership area. And you can always respond to any of my emails. Until next time, I hope you enjoy your homeschool journey. Happy homeschooling.